Pentagon begins immediate removal of trans-identifying personnel. By Simon Kent on May 9, 2025. The Pentagon is taking upwards of 1,000 military personnel who openly self-identify as transgender out of immediate service. The separation began Thursday at the same time those who have yet to step forward as transgender have been granted 30 days to depart of their own volition. The Department of Defense, DOD, has also begun searching medical records to reveal others who haven't declared as it challenges the long-held establishment media narrative that some 15,000 transgender military personnel now serve. These moves come on the back of Tuesday's Supreme Court decision allowing the Trump administration to enforce a long-promised ban on transgender individuals in the military, as Breitbart News reported. In a brief order, SCOTUS justices granted an emergency request to lift a nationwide injunction blocking the policy. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who issued the latest memo confirming the separation action, made his views clear on X after the court's decision, declaring trans is out at the DOD. AP reports DOD officials have said it's difficult to determine exactly how many transgender service members there are. But medical records will show those who have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, who show symptoms or are being treated. Officials have said that as of December 9, 2024, there were 4,240 troops diagnosed with gender dysphoria in the active duty, National Guard and Reserve. But they acknowledge the number may be higher. There are about 2.1 million total troops serving. A Rasmussen Report survey conducted between January 29 to 30 and February 2 of 1,325 likely voters found that 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of Trump's executive order to ban transgender troops from military service, including 38% who strongly approve of the policy. Breitbart News reported the survey found that 41% disapprove of discharging transgender military service members, along with 30% who strongly disapprove of the policy. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.